Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Lewis, Alison Becker, what are you rating him out of 10?
Oh, 10 out of 10. Why? Obviously, I mean, it's might be a bit high, maybe 9, but...
Just no, I think 10's fine.
Do you reckon 10, yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, I just think the way...
I'm close to giving them all 10s, by the way, apart from Jota. He'll give 9.5, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that. I mean, he's the saves he made, he's so imperious at the back, and he commands everyone the way he did today. And I think the one you alluded to, the diving one, which he didn't even parry it away. He caught it in midair like it was nothing. And then
like a video game.
Yeah, he's got glue on his hands or something. He's just unreal. And today, I think he was hard done by. The goal that got scored, none he could really do about that. And then the second one, he just, you know, no keeper
about
in the
to
world,
finish by
catch top quality. But, you know, he's outstanding today. Amazing saves, good distribution of the ball, especially towards Salah. I'll give him a 10.
Yeah, no arguments from me, and I'm sure no arguments from Dan on that one. Joe Gomez, mate.
No arguments from me and Alison. Gomez, I thought he had another decent performance, actually, Joe Gomez, to be fair. I think it's such a difficult one to rate because, like, for so much of the game, we were so deep and so on the back foot, obviously, later on, and it had to be such a resilient effort, obviously, later on. But Gomez is okay. I thought he popped up midfield a couple of times early doors, which I still find fascinating, the fact that he's willing to be that inverted guy. And I think he does okay. I don't remember him being particularly caught out at any moments. It wasn't part of the real rear guard effort, real late on, I guess. So maybe.
But Dan, when we were down to 10 men with Joe, he was an outlet man. He kept going forward.
He was often the man running behind, wasn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to give him credit for that.
No, you do. Yeah, absolutely. You do. His energy levels you show were like nothing I've really seen before for Gomez, to be fair. That's a good point, actually. So yeah, maybe it is a little bit higher because to a man, really, they stepped up thereafter, and Gomez was part of that. And again, we don't see a lot of that from him. We don't see him being that all energy, getting about the pitch guy, because his body hasn't allowed him to for a long time, to be honest with you. But today, he was that, definitely. So yeah, I'd probably give Gomez an 8, I think. I think that might be a little bit harsh as well. I think it's a good performance. Another one, actually. And he's really moving in the right direction now. Back on track with his career, let's put it that way.
No, I think that's right. I think I'd probably go one higher. I'm not going to argue over, you know, 8s and 9s or whatever. Yeah. Lewis, where would you sit?
I'd say the same. I think the only thing I noticed today with Gomez was a bit poor was the goal. Richarlison just completely left them behind. And I think you've got to be a bit more switched on. He looked a bit caught out when he got in behind them for the cross, and I think at times his pace can maybe let him down a bit at the back, but going forward, and even at times he went into that inverted midfield role, he looked solid. No major
complaints. I think it's so difficult for someone like Joe Gomez to play that role when you're down to 10 men as well. Like, obviously he didn't do the inversion when we went down to 10 men, but picking and choosing the moments to get forwards and get your team out, I thought he was brilliant. I thought Robbo on the other side was superb at that as well. And they're the things when I think you learn more about a player, because they're the things that they're not trained to do. That's natural game intelligence. And Joe was always there for me, so yeah, I thought he was really, really good, and he's really impressed me while Trent's gone down. You know, to the point where I know everyone wants to talk about the new shiny Stefan Bacetic playing the right back role and Kerr Jones playing the right back role, but none of them can defend like Joe Gomez can defend. And if he can go forwards as well as that in times of need, then fucking hell,
not
man.
Even Trent can defend as well as Joe Gomez.
No, yeah, no. That's it actually. As well, isn't it? So yeah, Listen, let's split it and go 8.5 then. Joel Matip, Dan, I'll start with you on that one.
Do you know what? Like, I feel so sorry for him. Obviously, he ends up, and he looked gutted. He looked properly crestfallen because they would have taken such pride, and they still should, by the way, Matip included, should take such pride in the effort that he put in there. Like, to a man, it was outstanding, and Joel Matip was a central figure in that. He was heading everything that came into the box. He was dealing with stuff. He was brilliant, absolutely brilliant once again. And I questioned his inclusion in the side. I felt like he could go Konate, but he went Matip again. And like I say, for me, that last half an hour is what I rate Joel Matip on. I thought he was outstanding. Felt so, like I say, so sorry for him. Gutted it was him that ended up steering it, because on another day, he gets his contact right. Well, he's out for a throw or a corner, and we're all up in arms with how boss it was, because that's the moment. That probably gets us over the line. So
goes out for a throw in, and you know that's it.
And we riot, essentially. You know what I mean? And he deserved that. He deserved that outcome and not the one he got, to be honest with you. I thought he was fucking brilliant. And Alison Becker was at pains to sort of console him at the end and say, it's okay, mate. Like, proper effort. Because he knew Alison was brilliant, as already touched upon, but the lads in front of him for the last 15, 20 minutes were just, they stepped up multiple levels. And Matip was part of that for me. And yeah, proper performance from him. So I'd give him a 9.5.
Lewis?
Yeah, I'd say 9. Again, just going back to the first goal, he's the one in front of Son. Son beats him for pace and manages to get the tap in. So again, you could say that, but he's getting on now. He hasn't got that in him anymore, the pace necessarily. You
know, he never did, really.
No, he was never that type of defender. Maybe a Konate would have been better there, but for the rest of the game, he was outstanding. And I think if there was talk the other day of him maybe extending his contract, if he's happy with a bit part role, after that, I think he needs to stay. He's such a big influence on the younger players, and he showed experience today. There's been a lot of questions over the way we defend and the players, and he showed just how good he can be when he's just getting rid of the ball in the air, when he's being a leader at the back alongside Van Dijk. So yeah, I'd say 9.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, every time someone questions Joel Matip, I sort of like wonder, what's he done to deserve this? Yeah. Because he's never really put in bad performances. Like, you know, the only reason that I think people go Ibu over Matip is because he's faster and he perceived to be stronger and more physical. But Matip does it in a different way. You don't always need to be the strongest player to be a boss defender. You know what I mean? And so I get, by the way, people wanting Ibu in the side. I think Ibu's fantastic as well. But like, when we won the league, Matip was unbelievable. He's done it over a period of years now. It's his body that lets him down, and it actually might be the same with Ibu. You know, that we've got two absolutely brilliant centre-halves there, but Matip today was fantastic, man. And unfortunately, it was a tired clearance. That's why I think he makes the mistake
mentally as well. Mentally, physically, because you had to defend so much coming into the box for, like I say, a good 20-25 minutes at that point, and you have to stay switched on the whole time. It just takes you mentally, you're not quite in the right position. Yeah. Your body doesn't work the way it did 10 minutes ago, and all of a sudden you're steaming it into the fucking top corner instead of out for a throw in. Like,
fast ball across the box as well.
It was a good ball, yeah.
It's the first time he did that.
Yeah.
They've always cut back and gone to the edge. It's the first time.
It's cruel, mate. That's a cruel, cruel way of losing it. Yeah. Matip didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it, but Matip especially.
No, he didn't. So, yeah, I'll side with Dan. I'm going to give him a 9.5, and he doesn't lose the half a mark for the ball going in either for me. And we'll move on then. Virgil van Dijk Lewis, where was he today, mate?
9 again. I think all the defenders are going to get high scores, let's be real, but I think van Dijk today benefited purely because I said yesterday on the pre-match prediction, I think his legs are starting to go a bit, and he looked good today because he was able to command the box. He was getting everything out the air. He was able to be, I know I've said it a few times, a leader. He was captain material today. You could see him coordinating everyone, getting rid of every ball that came in, got the assist, which is a big thing. I think he's at his best when he's playing like that. Mm. And, you know, obviously he couldn't help what happened, but I think other than that, not many mistakes. You said about the Son goal, maybe he could have been a bit better for that, but... But yeah, I think 9 today.
Yeah, nitpicking for me, I'm a twat like that.
Yeah, you probably notice a trend here. I'm not pointing any fingers of blame towards the goal at all. For me, sometimes opposition teams just produce a little bit of quality, and I think they did in that instance.
Certainly did. You're right.
Pains me to say it, like, Richarlison does well for his part as well, but Son gets across Van Dijk and he finishes easily. But the pass to Madison's what does it.
Yeah,
that cuts it open, and from that point on, you're chasing your tail, and we couldn't do it. So I don't really have any blame whatsoever. But I think you're right. I was going to mention sort of the leadership and the captaincy of Van Dijk that came to the fore today for me. I think he's had a decent start to his permanent residency as Liverpool captain, but today it was put to the test and he really came to the fore, and that's a huge, huge step in the right direction for me in terms of, because I had question marks about him being Liverpool captain because I'm not quite sure about the type of leader he is.
He always came across a little bit sulky to me to be a captain.
Yeah, I agree. We've just come off the back of whatever your misconceptions or your feelings were on Jordan Henderson. He was an outstanding captain. So to go from that to somebody I wasn't sure about, I was a little bit like, oh, okay. But after today, I've put them feelings to one side for now, because I thought he genuinely was brilliant as captain today.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. Are we happy with a 9 then?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy Robertson, I thought Andy was brilliant again, to be honest with you. I think they worked that side with Kulusevski and Saar and, you know, the centre forward, whoever it was at the time, and there was a confidence overload, putting stress on both fullbacks actually.
Yeah.
Equally Joe at right back, but I thought Robertson kept it compact and always gave himself 10-15 yards, but he knew he had to get out there, and they were bringing in lads to try and get in between him and the centre half, and he was just making sure that that pass wasn't on, and it always had to go wide. And Kulusevski really didn't do too much against him, did he? You know, throughout the game, he was cutting inside. He had that one shot where he skies it over. That was the only time really he did that. And on the other side of it, when we were going forward, again, just endless energy, going past the man, whipping decent balls, and nearly scores in the first half, was it?
Yeah,
there's so many talking points around that. It's a great strike, to be fair. You know, keep it a brilliant double save. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Save to the keeper. If he scuffs it, he might find a corner or something.
Yeah, and he definitely kept it under the bar for once as well. So that was lovely. His corners were decent. I thought he had an outstanding game, to be honest. I'm happy with giving him a fucking 9 or a 10 as well, Lewis. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think 10, to be honest. I can't recall a moment where he particularly put a foot wrong. He did overcommit sometimes, maybe for tackles, and miss the ball. But other than that, I can't think of a player who's got that much energy after 90 minutes of continuously defending, or 70 minutes, however you want to play it. He just doesn't stop. And we're so blessed to have a fullback who, when we've got no attackers on the pitch, he can still cause something up front. Yeah. So, you know, 10 for me, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm always reticent to give 10s. I'd give him a 9.5 just because there's a moment in the second half. I know. There's a moment in the second half where he does dive into something and he gets properly skinned.
It's a lovely boss turn.
But you do wonder with Robert, like, I get why he's done it, because we're putting out fires left, right and centre at that point, and we need to be first to almost every ball, otherwise we've got a problem. Problem is, he's not first to it and he gets turned, and then we've got a problem on the back of it. So that's the only reason I mark him down. But to the point, I thought he was absolutely incredible. Okay, relentless. Well, his energy was boss.
We'll give him a 9.9 then. Well done, Dan.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.